Hi, I'm Judge Lattimore.
I am Judge Craig McCarthy.
And you're listening to Ninth Unplug. Thank you, Judge McCarthy, for joining us here today. We are here to find out more about you. But before we get into what you do when you're unplugged, please share with us your position and what your job entails.
I am a Ninth Circuit judge. It's been the honor of my life to do that. I'm currently in a domestic relations division. I've been in juvenile before, but for a little over a year, I've been in family.
And prior to coming to the bench, what area of practice did you?
I made a career out of juvenile dependency, which is a very, very niche area of the law, but that means you have the ability to get very good at it if you dedicate to it.
So juvenile dependency as well as domestic violence are areas in which you can really take on a lot of stress. So let's move to what you do to relieve some of that stress and get some excitement in your life when you leave the courthouse, okay?
Sure thing.
What do you like to do for fun?
Well, me and sitting to my left is my son, Grantham. He's 16 years old. We are a gaming family. And that's kind of, I've got two sons, one grown and Grant here. And that's where some fathers and sons, you know, sports is kind of a bonding language for us. It's video games.
Yes. Okay. So I circled that on my paper when I received your information and wanted to know more about gaming. How long have you been into gaming? Since the kids arrived?
Okay. Well, I'm going to date myself.
Okay.
I mean, when I was a teenager, I had an 8 kilobyte computer that I used to code myself.
See?
And write my own games.
Look at that. How did you end up in this profession?
Oh, that's an excellent question. That's for the other podcast.
Okay. We don't have time in 9 minutes.
I've been amazed, astounded, and very pleased at all the unplanned places my life has gone.
Okay. And I understand that you have cheated death a couple of times. So let's dive right into those unplanned occasions. How is that?
It's when I look at some things that have happened, I'm like, huh. That's interesting. And I counted up one time. There's at least 7 times where I should have been dead and I wasn't. And I don't know if that's something everyone experiences or not. But
I haven't yet.
Really?
Not 7.
Some of them are not surprisingly because I was in the Army and it's a physically dangerous job, even in peacetime. But I remember 2 things. I remember one time when I was a kid swimming, I got caught. On the bottom, I got caught on something, and a hand reached down and pulled me up, and it was like an isolated place. It was not a guarantee that anybody knew that I was there, and I remembered that when years later, my father told me the exact same story, that when he was a child, he got his belt caught on a root of a tree under the water, and a stranger came down and grabbed him. So that's something my father and I, as children, I was Gen X, right? We used to actually play outside unsupervised all the time.
Yes, we did.
Just one more example. I remember I was in the Army, and I was what's called a fire direction officer, and I was leading a line of cannons, artillery, M109s, into an area at night.
Yes.
And lights are off on the vehicle, except for tiny little dim lights, and it takes a lot of skill to make sure that goes well. And I just remember I had a flashlight, a mag light in my mouth with a red filter on it because I was looking at a map and my vehicle was stopped. And something just told me to turn around and I did. And the driver of the howitzer behind me saw that tiny little point of red light and he slammed the brakes of his 30-ton howitzer. And this artillery barrel came and just tapped me on the head.
That's amazing.
Because he was just driving straight at me. And when he broke the brakes, 30 tons just, boop, right on the top of my helmet. I'm like, all right, that was close.
Oh, wow.
And then you get back to work.
You know, I would love to hear the other, then you get back to work. I would love to hear the other occasions as well. But I really want to take a moment first to say thank you for your service to our country.
Oh, I appreciate that. I always tell people it was the most fun, most rewarding, greatest benefit for the cost of anything in my life. So
you're a West Point graduate, correct?
I am.
And so did you have family that was in the military as well?
My dad was in. The short answer is no. I grew up without having any relatives who had ever gone to college. And I grew up knowing that there was like a great uncle who was in World War I who I'd never met. and that was about it. But my father was in the New Jersey National Guard. And in his first year, he was given the title of Recruit of the Year. So the governor of New Jersey gave him a nomination to West Point. And academically, he had never finished high school. So they belatedly found out, oop, he's not eligible, right? So anyway, I tell you that because I apply, get accepted, get nominated to, get accepted at West Point, and attend. I'm a cadet at West Point when my father, for the first time in my life, tells me that story.
Yes.
That was one of the big regrets of his life. I had no idea.
Okay.
I accidentally fulfilled what he had wanted. And so.
That's an incredible story, especially so many coincidences between you and your father. I understand that you speak another language.
No.
You do not.
A little. What I wrote there on the question was, nor ambition means only a little.
Only a little. Well, you speak a little bit of another language.
Yes.
And
well, because I lived, because of my job, back when in my early 20s, I lived in Germany. So I studied a little before we went over there.
Did you enjoy Germany?
Oh, I absolutely loved it.
What did you love about it?
Well, I speak all the time, especially recently. I've been speaking a lot about just watching the world change in front of me. There's a song from that era, right here, right now. Okay. Watching the world wake up from history. You hear that on commercials now and then, and that was written about that time and place. So I was in Berlin. It was a divided Berlin, east and west. Mm-hmm. The wall was still up, and I got to see those two systems of government side by side. I got to see the world change. And on top of that, I was a newlywed. My older son was born in Germany. So I just got to be young and explore another continent.
That's exciting.
But yeah, I can't say enough about how much impact it had on me and has on me to get just a more global view of the world than if you hadn't experienced those things.
Have you been back to Germany anytime recently?
When my oldest turned 15, which is about 17 years ago now, I had always promised him I'd bring him back to show him where he was born and where he grew up. Now, Grant's mom was pregnant with him. He was on his way. So it was just me and my older boy on that trip. And if I can get through the end of this year and all is going well, I'm going to take everybody back, I think.
Sounds good. So going back to this gaming, what is the favorite game that you all, I don't know much about gaming. I do know that there are several people who really enjoy it, but is there a favorite game that you like to participate in?
It changes with time.
Oh, does it?
When I was younger, I would immerse in kind of what they call, RPGs, role-playing games that you can really immerse yourself into a character. And I used to like shooter things like the Call of Duties and all that. But you get older, you get you don't have as much time for it, for the really immersive games. And two, for like the shooter games, I'm not as good at it. I don't know. It's something about getting older. You're just not as good at it when you were younger. So I like more contemplative things that tell a little story. And I brought this in here too, because in my former job, when I was still a litigator, I was an attorney ad litem for a bunch of kids. And we would talk Minecraft.
Okay.
All the time.
Yes.
And that opened up a lot of doors to kids trusting me.
So are your sons like totally beating you at all the games that you are participating in with them? Or are you just playing a different game?
Yes. No, they would destroy me and everything.
And your son's trying not to laugh while we're here.
It's okay.
All right. And there you have it.